Harry's Game by Andy Hamilton, starring Annette Crosby as Edith, Jimmy Mulville as Thomas, Robert Duncan as Scumspawn, and Andy Hamilton as Satan.
Kneel before me, puny mortal. Kneel before me and tremble, for I... And the Oh, I can't keep doing this, Scumspawn. It's doing my head in.
Sorry, my leisure.
How many billion kneel before me's have I boomed, eh?
Well, perhaps if I...
I mean, once you've seen one puny mortal evacuate their bowels, you've seen them all, really, haven't you? Granted, it was funny the first couple of million times. And it was funny when Mussolini did it, because we hung him upside down as an ironic historical reference. But, I mean... Generally speaking, it's the same old...
Well, maybe if...
My heart's not in it anymore. That's the problem. I mean, no wonder this puny mortal's just gazing back at me blankly. He's not reacting to my terrifying awesomeness at all. He's very blasé.
I don't think he's blasé, sir. I think he's blind.
Blind? Well, I'm supposed to torment a blind person.
Well, you managed it with John Milton.
Oh, yeah.
You made him listen to the whole of Paradise Lost being recited by Mike and Bernie Winters.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was proud of that. Okay, here I go again. Okay. Kneel before me, puny... He's not reacting at all, Scumspawn. Not a flicker.
I think he might be deaf as well, sire.
Oh, all right, that's it, I'm out of here.
Sire,
I'm sorry, Scumspawn, but I'm not tormenting a blind, deaf person.
But it'd be patronising not to.
I'm not doing it.
It could raise equal opportunities issues.
I don't care, he's suffered enough. He's deaf, he's blind, and he's ugly. Well, he probably doesn't know that, but... Besides, since when did the powers that be decide that people like him could be damned, hmm? I don't want an influx of disabled. This place will be full of ramps. And they're a nightmare when you got hooves. It's...
I'm sorry if his arrival's upset you, my prince.
No, it's not just him, Scumspawn. It's his place. It's got so relentlessly chaotic and depressing... In fact, things have got so grim, I'm half expecting all of Gurin to turn up.
Well, you used to take pride in how grim your kingdom was.
Oh, I know, but everything's the same, always the same. You know, up top, in the world of men, it's New Year. All over planet Earth, fleshlings are taking comfort in the delusion that a date in the calendar somehow represents a new start. Isn't that pathetic?
Totally pathetic, sire.
Yeah. Be a nice delusion to experience, though, wouldn't it, eh? Just once...
I don't like seeing you like this, my prince.
Oh, I've got this feeling like there's sort of tumbleweed blowing around inside me.
Is it melancholy?
Oh, I hope not. I can't stand melancholy. No. Makes people write poetry. Which they then read out in that voice... ...that people use when they read poetry.
Well, shall we go and torment a poet? That always cheers you up. We could torment Wordsworth with those flesh-eating daffodils.
Oh, yeah. Like we've done a million times before.
We could watch Coleridge try to fend off that giant robot albatross.
Nah.
Keats and the venomous nightingale.
Nah.
Maybe not the poet, then. Oh, I know. Let's go and find Jane Austen and tell her that people are reading her books totally free of charge on Kindle. She'll go nuts.
Nah.
Must be something, sire.
You see, Scumspawn, I mean, it's pretty bad when the sight of the most depraved human being ever to arrive in hell, Thomas Crimp, being chased by a horde of psychotic lobsters, fails to lift my spirits.
Help me!
Shall I call off the lobsters, my prince?
No, no, wait till they catch him. No, still nothing. Just feel numb.
Off you go, lobsters. Back to the pit of cordon bleu, chefs.
I'm in so much pain.
Yeah, it's no use trying to cheer me up, Thomas. I'm beyond help.
Psychotic lobsters.
What are you writing, Edith?
My diary.
You're in hell and you're writing a diary?
Yes.
But there are no days down here.
No, that does make it a little difficult. I just give all my thoughts numbers. But it keeps me mentally occupied. Stops me dwelling on the fact that I'm eternally imprisoned alongside the revolting individual who married my daughter and then destroyed her life.
Oh, not this again. Okay, look, the marriage wasn't perfect, I admit, but I led a hectic life. I was the chief executive of 47 registered companies, some of them real.
Have you ever had this feeling, Edith? It's a sort of deadness inside, a feeling that you're being overwhelmed by the pointlessness of your existence. I mean, what is the point of me? I'm just trapped in this futile, barren nightmare for the endless, repeating span of all eternity.
Have you considered a mini-break?
A mini-break?
Yes.
I think a mini-break is a great idea, Michael.
No, it's just not feasible.
Why not?
Because, funnily enough, when the Almighty banished me to languish in the eternal fires, he forgot to make a provision for mini-breaks.
He need never know, sir. He takes no interest in this place anymore. You've said it yourself. He's an absentee deity.
Yes, but...
I always felt renewed with energy after a trip.
She's right. Change of environment does wonders. I remember in Hawaii, I had this marvellous routine. Every morning, I'd get up early, couple of minutes stretching, couple of minutes doing press-ups, couple of miles jogging up the beach, couple of prostitutes, breakfast, came home a new man.
There. You see, my prince?
That's not the kind of trip I had in mind. Do you want to know what I used to do when I felt a bit down? I used to rent a cottage miles from anywhere in the Lake District, and I just used to switch off and relax.
Right. How does one relax, exactly?
You never relaxed.
Well, no, hell isn't really conducive to relaxing.
Well, I just used to lose myself in the sounds of Mother Nature, breathe in the purity of the country air.
Right.
Listening to the soothing bird song, find inner peace in the soft murmurings of the stream, and experience complete tranquility.
Yes, I like the sound of that.
Free from care or any responsibility.
Like the sound of that.
Miles away from the nearest human being.
Definitely like the sound of that. Can't stand human beings. They're just monkeys with agendas.
So that's sorted.
No, I can't just go to the Lake District. Who could I trust to look after this place?
Well, I could look after it for you, my liege.
I don't think so. Well, you're a bit soppy, aren't you?
I'm not soppy, my master.
Scumspawn, you're the only demon who watches Glee.
He could cope. After all, there's not much to it, is there? A bit of posturing and the occasional bit of torture. Even George Bush managed that.
Yeah, there's actually a lot more to my job than that, if you don't mind. There's a whole range of management skills.
Well, your supremeness, if you don't feel confident that Scumspawn could run hell in your absence, I'd be happy to do it for you, you know, just to help out, because I'm a team player with management skills and on-site experience. I'll take that withering stare as a no, then, shall I?
Please, sire, I can look after things until you return refreshed and renewed.
I just don't feel you have the relevant leadership skills, Scumspawn, OK? So there will not be a satanic mini-break.
You're scared, aren't you?
Scared of what?
Of being on your own. Alone with just your own thoughts for company. Perhaps you're frightened that it's impossible for you to find inner peace.
Listen, I can find inner peace, face ache, if I want to.
Then prove it.
All right, I will. Scumspawn, you're in charge. The Prince of Darkness is going to the Lake District.
You sound very happy, my prince.
Well, that's because in all my time in prison for eternity to persecute the sons of man, this is the first time I've ever packed. Yeah, I haven't felt this happy since the arrival of Luther.
Yes, that was fun. The way we all dressed up as angels and then whipped off our costumes shouting, surprise!
Yeah. It's got a very piercing scream, Luther.
Are you sure you've packed everything, my master? You'll need plenty of clothing. It is December up there.
Yeah, I've got thermals.
Tickets, money, passport?
Don't need any of those, Scumspawn. I've got satanic powers.
Oh, yes. Sorry, I forgot.
Yeah. Are you going to be all right minding this place on your own?
Of course. Don't you worry about a thing. Have you got your travel rug?
Shh, keep your voice down. I don't want everyone knowing that Satan has a travel rug.
I filled your thermos.
Shh.
And there's a fold-up brolly in the flap of your suitcase.
Scumspawn.
And some wet wipes in case you get muddy.
Scumspawn. We are not a gay couple.
Good grief. No, my prince. That's an absurd notion.
Right.
There's some lip salve as well.
Scumspawn.
The wind can chap your lips, especially if you're not used to it.
Right. This fist has an appointment with your face unless you stop fussing.
Sorry. I'm very sorry. I shan't fuss again. Exactly what human form will you be taking, my prince?
Well, this is my get away from it all break, so my priority is to ensure that I'm left completely alone. I want people to cross the street when they see me. So I'm going to be a charity collector. with a clipboard, an ID, and an air of inappropriate familiarity.
A masterstroke, my prince.
Yeah, yeah, but just in case that's not sufficient deterrent to human contact, I'd better make myself as physically unattractive as possible. Right, so here goes. I think I'll have the legs of Susan Boyle, the torso of Mr. Bean, the nose of John McCririck, the mouth of John McCririck, the eyes... In fact, I just look like John McCririck. There's no better deterrent than that.
Do you want any Olbers pastels?
Come, Spawn.
The cottage might be stuffy.
Come, Spawn, will you just relax? What is it? Are you nervous about being left in charge? Don't worry, you'll be fine. I've left you a note. The main thing is just be firm with the demons and keep an eye on that dodgy thermostat.
Never fear, sir. You can rely on me. I'm going to lead from the front, like a real leader.
Right. Small tip, real leaders tend not to stand in pools of urine.
Sorry, I'm excited.
Yeah, I see that. Righty-ho, in a piece, here I come.
Have a great time.
Thanks.
You will text me to say you've arrived, won't you? I'll take the punch in the face as a no, shall I?
Yeah. Alone at last. Just me and my little deck chair and my little cottage garden. Just put my hooves up and relax. Relax. Really? God, this is boring. If this is relaxing, I don't know what people see in it. It's like being in a coma, only with a view. What did Edith say? Oh, yeah. Lose myself in the sounds of nature, okay? Lose myself. That blackbird could get on your nerves. Twittering the same song over and over again. No, this is no good. I'm getting tense. What else was it Edith said? Oh, yeah. I can discover inner peace in the soft murmurings of the water. Is that it? I don't feel anything. I just... Is that blackbird louder or is it me? No, it's definitely louder. And it's still the same song. Oi! Beaky, change the record! Now, come on, ignore it, Satan. Be calm. Just breathe in the purity of the country air. That'll relax you. Just breathe in the... Oh, is that cow crap? Oh, I thought Scumspawn smelt bad. Oh, that's horrific. Oh, I don't know why Edith's so keen on the great outdoors. Nature's basically one big outside toilet. All right, relax, just... Oh, wow, look at that. A buzzard on the wing, making lazy circles in the sky. Now, that's what I call a proper bird. An airborne killing machine, visiting death and destruction on... Oh, it's swooping after the blackbird. Go on, kill the chirpy little git. Get it. Oh, he's missed it. Honestly, even nature's riddled with incompetence. I'm surrounded by it. Okay, he's taking the piss now.
So, exactly what's going on, Scumspawn? I'm a bit confused.
Well, His Imperial Majesty questioned my management ability, so I thought it'd be a good idea if I had an intensive crash course in leadership skills.
And that's why Genghis Khan is here?
Yes.
And Winston Churchill?
Yes.
And Queen Elizabeth I, Gandhi, and Brian Clough?
Yes. You see, all great leaders, I thought they could pass on their secrets.
Well, as a historian, of course, I'll be fascinated. But I'm not sure Brian Clough is in quite the same bracket as Winston Churchill.
I must say, I agree wholeheartedly.
Hey, young man, no one was talking to you. Did you score 200 goals in record time for Sunderland and Middlesbrough? No, exactly, so be quiet. Speak when you're spoken to.
That's a bit rude.
I speak as I find, and you could do it.
Edith, please, don't get involved. Mr. Khan. Perhaps I could start with you.
Yeah.
What do you think is the secret of great leadership?
Rule number one of great leadership, crush your enemies.
Crush your enemies? What if you have no enemies?
What if you have no enemies? I'm sorry, Genghis. The boy's an idiot.
Rule number two.
Right.
Show no mercy.
Dear.
Oh, shut it. Rule number three. Visit swift and terrible retribution on all those who betray you. Rule number four, lots of team meetings.
Hey, listen, you don't win things by committees.
You dare to lecture me? I hope he strode the earth like a colossus who led a tribe of lowly nomads to glory until they conquered most of the known world.
Yes, but could you have led Derby County from second division obscurity to the first division championship? I doubt it.
Of course I could. Under me, Derby County would have swept across the plains of Europe, destroying its enemies. We certainly wouldn't have lost to Juventus.
They bribed the ref. They bribed the ref.
We seem to have gone off a bit at a tangent here.
Queen Elizabeth, ma'am, you've been very quiet. Perhaps you could give us your insights into the art of leadership.
Fear is the key.
Double duh. Everyone knows that.
What is your name?
Why do you want my name?
There, you see. Fear.
But how exactly did you keep all your subjects in this state of constant dread?
I frightened them into submission by wearing a terrifying orange wig. You could see them thinking, my God, if she could do that to herself, what could she do to me?
And it's basically my method, only with a wig.
Mr. Churchill, what's your input?
Leadership is the sure and certain quest for hearts and minds.
Has anyone got a towel?
Ah, this is more like it. Oh, yes, a cosy, remote little cottage. Putting my hooves up in front of a roaring log fire with a couple of Jeffrey Archer thrillers to keep it going. Yes, this solitude thing is definitely beginning to work out. Oh, no. Who can that be?
Ugh. Hello there. My name's Pamela.
Yeah, I'm collecting for charity. Look, see, I've got a clipboard.
Oh, right. Well, hang on while I find my checkbook.
No, that's not... You're supposed... That was a deterrent. Look, I resemble John McCririck. And you're a woman.
Well, none of us can choose what we look like, can we?
Well, actually...
Anyway, I won't be stopping long, Mr. Harrison.
Hey, who the hell's Mr... Oh, it's me, isn't it? Yeah, sorry.
I'm the letting agent.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I just came to check everything's okay with the cottage.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
You were lucky to get a late booking like that. The McDermott family had booked it for the whole week, but they had to cancel because a volcano erupted in their front room.
Yeah, well, these things happen.
Right, well, any problems with the cottage, just let me... Oh!
What?
Well, there appears to be a dead blackbird crucified on the lawn.
Oh, yeah, that's just a warning to others.
Sorry?
It's probably vandals, Pamela, or Bill Oddie in a bad mood. Don't worry. I'll deal with it. Now, if you don't mind, I am trying to experience tranquility here, so...
Well, if it's tranquility you're after, you really should take a walk by the river. It's so peaceful. And there are underground caves to mooch around in.
Nah, bit of a busman's holiday. Now, if that's all, then...
And there's a lovely viewpoint from the Devil's Jig House.
The Devil's Jig House.
Yes. You see, it's a hill, and there's this local legend that on the eve of every new year, the devil himself stands at the top of the hill and plays the fiddle while dancing a jig.
And why would he do that?
Oh, well...
Why would Satan make a prat of himself?
Well...
Or perhaps you think he's retarded?
Well, no. I think the idea is that he's trying to lure souls to their doom.
With fiddle music and a jig.
Yes.
Yeah, I think you might have confused Satan with Michael Flatley. But anyway, thanks for calling. Bye now.
And the other, supremely, stupendously...
I'm soaked. He's doing it deliberately.
Important aspect of leadership is, of course, oratory. The power to inspire.
I made inspiring speeches, but always in the wig.
But there must have been more to it than just a wig, surely.
Well, I used to paint my face white as well. That used to intimidate them, that and beheading my cousin.
Oh, damn, I left that off my list. Rule number 5, kill your relatives.
I think real leadership stems from moral authority.
Oh, here we go.
My philosophy of passive resistance...
Excuse me, but lying on the ground while someone hits you is not leadership. Also, leaders wear clothes.
Brian. Don't worry. I am used to this kind of ignorant Western reaction.
Listen, young man. I didn't get where I am today by nancying around in bed linen.
How dare you? I am Mahatma Gandhi. I am the father of the Indian nation, which was created thanks to my political vision.
Yes, but would you have had the vision to buy the aging Dave Mackay and turn him into a sweeper?
Of course I would. It was obvious he had lost his pace, but he still had a great footballing brain. I would have bought Bobby Moore as well.
I tried to buy Bobby Moore, but my chairman wouldn't let me.
No, then you should have gone on hunger strike.
Hunger strike?
No. Now they're kicking off.
Hey, scumspoon!
What are you demons doing here?
We've heard this rumor that Satan's done a runner.
Satan has not done a runner. He has merely gone to the Lake District, leaving me in charge.
Leaving you in charge?
Get back to work. Don't make me use my authority.
You've got all the authority of a toilet, though.
This isn't going very well, Edith. What shall I do?
Stay calm.
Now lie down and let them hit you.
Paint your face white.
Bob Dresden.
Yes, thank you, everyone. If you could just... Okay, listen up, demons. I hereby command you to obey me and return to your workstations.
I don't think they're taking you very seriously, Scumspawn.
No, I know. It's the pool of urine, isn't it?
Afraid so.
Oh, this riverside walk she recommended is a bit dull. The river just keeps flowing monotonously.
Hello there. Lovely day.
Oh, no, not another one. It's like Piccadilly Circus.
Oh, it's glorious, isn't it? Oh, good grief, it's you. Can I just say I'm your biggest fan, Mr. McCririck?
No, I'm not actually John McCririck. I've just been in a horrific accident there. And I'm collecting for charity. Oh, where's my clipboard?
My name's Julian.
Oh, well, never mind.
You're renting the cottage?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Only I just walked past your gate and it's got lots of blackbirds nailed to it.
Yeah, I think that's the work of a very bored cat. Oh. Look, I don't mean to be rude or anything, but can you go away?
Oh, of course. Sorry. Didn't mean to intrude. Escaping the rat race, eh? What do you do?
I'm in human resources.
Human resources?
And change management, yeah. But I'm not really enjoying it, so I've come here to get away from it all. So if you don't mind, I'd...
Oh, right, yeah. Well, you looked a bit glum when I saw you earlier.
Earlier?
Yeah, when you were paddling in the stream and all those fish jumped out. Oh, that must have been a pike on the prowl, I suppose.
Yeah, I expect so.
Anyway, I'll be on my way. Oh, but before I go, have you heard the good news?
The good news?
Yes, that Jesus loves you.
No, I don't think he does. And that's fine. It's not a problem. We're two very different people.
Jesus wants to welcome you into his kingdom.
Well, no, again, I think that would just be awkward, frankly.
Open your heart to him and you can receive the gift of eternal life.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't call that a gift, exactly. But...
the Lord Jesus can give you spiritual renewal.
Can he?
Yeah, yeah, at one of our spiritual renew weekend courses. Just £450 plus VAT. Don't tell your family. Right, here's a leaflet.
Please, don't give me that. You'd be wasting your time.
Oh, I see. Well, then, I shall pray for you.
Please, don't bother.
I'm praying for you now.
I don't want to be prayed for. I hate prayers, and so does God, actually. He calls them whinge fests.
I'm praying for your lost soul.
You don't listen, do you?
I find there's little point in listening. People never know what's best for them.
And you do?
Well, I'm only doing the Lord's work.
That makes you a scab, doesn't it?
You can provoke me all you like, my friend. I'm still praying for you.
Yeah, you're making me angry now.
I'm not giving up on you. Not till I've rescued your lost soul. See? You're starting to smile.
Well, that's because meeting you like this has been a bit of a turning point for me, Jolene. It's reminded me of my purpose in the great scheme of things.
Oh, that's marvellous.
Yes.
Yeah. I predict you're going to experience a massive transformation.
Yeah, you're right. I am. Yeah. In about 3 seconds' time.
The
demons. I command you to return to your workstations this instant. Demons, put me down immediately. Don't make me crush you. Oh, Edith, what should I do? They just won't listen to me. Look, they're goosing Queen Elizabeth I.
Oh, stop that! And they're making Churchill do the birdie song.
With a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
This is hopeless, Edith. I keep asking myself what my prince would do in this situation.
He'd take control.
Yeah, he'd take control. My prince! I didn't see you arrive.
Oh, no, it's a gift. What's happening here?
Well, I was having a little workshop and all these demons turned up.
Yeah, hang on, I can't hear you about this lot. Hear me, demons! Return to your pits and do my bidding, or I shall show no mercy.
Everyone's stealing my catchphrases.
So, what's been going on?
Well, my dear, I've been attempting to exert my leadership skills.
Right, is that why you're wearing the orange wig?
Yes, I borrowed it from Her Majesty. But it didn't help. You were right, sir. I'm not a leader. No one takes me seriously.
Yeah. Thomas, pull Churchill's trousers up.
I didn't debag him. It was the demons. Don't punish me.
This is okay. I'm not going to punish you.
You're not going to punish me?
No.
You seem in an extraordinarily good mood, my prince.
Well, why not, eh? I'm home. And there's nowhere quite like this place, is there, eh? It's marvellous. Where else could I see Mahatma Gandhi having a fist fight with Brian Clough?
Passively resist this.
Come on, then. Oh. I can take you any time, Sanjay.
Angels!
Gandhi started it. He nutted him.
So, was your mini-break a success? Did you feel refreshed and renewed, my liege?
I do, actually. Yeah.
What did you do?
Oh, you know, relax, went for some walks, crucified a few blackbirds, nothing special. But then the good Lord sent someone to uplift me, spiritually, to restore my sense of worth. Underline, what is the point of me? Oh, talking of which, Scumspawn, we need to prepare for an imminent new arrival. Yeah, he had a massive heart attack on a riverside walk when the bloke he was talking to turned into a 60-foot-long wasp.
That's classy, sir.
Yeah, okay, so it's disguise time. You be the angel Gabriel, I'll be St. Peter, and at the moment where he starts to experience the spiritual ecstasy of being received into the kingdom of heaven...
We vomit bile over him.
Got it in one.
Old Harry's Game featured Andy Hamilton as Satan, Jimmy Mulville as Thomas, Robert Duncan as Scumspawn, and Annette Crosby as Edith. With Felicity Montague, Philip Pope, Nick Revel, and Michael Fenton-Stevens. The programme was written by Andy Hamilton and produced by Paul Mayhew Archer.